Well, let's take a look now at the world of social media, which this week had something of a more somber tone in parts as posts and tweets about last week's massacre at Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina, continue to trend. And the hashtag #TakeDownTheFlag propelled a movement against the Confederate flag that flies over the South Carolina State House. But there was another headline about Charleston that caught our eye, and this one has to do with fake information that briefly appeared in the New York Times, which was fed to the paper by a British teen claiming to be a friend of the alleged shooter, Dylan Roof. Well, joining us to talk about this is Julia Turner, editor-in-chief at Slate. Hi there, Julia.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well. Well, we'll get to the Charleston news in just a minute, but we do have to talk about today's Supreme Court rulings on the Affordable Care Act. People have been tweeting and posting reactions on Facebook, and how is the ruling playing out on social media so far?
I really love the way that Supreme Court decision season plays out on social media these days. The rise, actually, of the screenshot on Twitter. Twitter has started allowing pictures over the last few years, and it's become a convention to, you know, take screenshots of chunks of text, actually allows for a great season of legal close reading. So this morning, when the decision came down in King v. Burwell upholding Obamacare, we instantly had tweets, you know, quickly excerpting the two paragraphs from Roberts's, Chief Justice Roberts's decision upholding Obamacare, saying, explaining his rationale for doing so. And of course, plenty of screenshots of Justice Scalia's very cranky dissent, right, including his coinage, "We should start calling this law SCOTUS care," and his scathing pure applesauce dismissal of the majority's claims.
I will be disappointed if jiggery pokery isn't trending by the end of the day, by the way. But you're right. There's sort of this instant dissemination of information through social media, which is heartening to see.
Well, and people engage with the text, which I love.
Right. Well, let's turn now, if we can, back to Charleston, because, you know, as we mentioned at the beginning of the conversation, there was this interesting story about a 16-year-old British young man who claimed that he knew the alleged shooter, Dylan Roof, and had seen him make racist statements on what turned out to be a non-existent Tumblr page. But a lot of this ended up in the New York Times briefly, including the fact, or not the fact, but the allegation, I guess, from this British young man that Roof was a brony, which is a male fan of My Little Pony. Now, the Times retracted that, but a lot of this happened because of the fast-moving nature of reporters trying to reach out to potential sources over social media. So, I mean, how does something like this happen?
Well, I mean, I think the bigger picture here is that social media can be a great tool for reporters in covering a breaking news story like the Charleston massacre last week. And as more information emerged about the shooter and his social media postings, of course, reporters, you know, in all corners of journalism were tracking down folks on Facebook and various social media networks to try and get as much information as possible about who the shooter was and what his motives might have been. You know, this is a ripe territory for news and understanding. It's also a ripe territory for hoaxsters. And journalists have to be very careful of potential hoaxsters in this moment. You know, but I think also it's important to verify what you've got. So one of the claims, I think, was that there were no screenshots of this putative Tumblr where Roof was professing his love for My Little Ponies, and that seems like a potential warning sign.
Yeah. Well, we just got a couple seconds to go, but we do have to talk about something that came out of the world of baseball, because there's a Vine and some GIFs going around from a Cubs and Dodgers game of a fan who, with his right hand, catches a foul ball with his bare hand while in his left hand holds his infant son, who's still without interruption continuing to drink his drink from a bottle. I mean, it's a great little moment. Just your thoughts about that.
Oh, I love how social media allows us to capture fan reaction shots, which usually were the ephemera of TV for years, but now you can just record it off of your DVR and share it on Vine. We've got hero dad catches ball while feeding son, and then there's another dad who totally failed to protect his toddler from a ball and left his tween to do it. Luckily, the kid was spared. That was at a Tampa Bay Rays game, so some great baseball vines going around this week.
Lots of instant reaction on social media, as always. Julia Turner, editor-in-chief at Slate, thanks so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to Here and Now.